your start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. Oh. back in the jungle.
Yeah, right. This is the Hound. Sorry for the late start and all that. Hey, you know what I forgot to do, Andy? I forgot to turn on the reverbo again. Are you talking to that mic? I'm going to go do it. I'll do it. Well, you know, they're testing out the EBS tones or something. I don't know. Sorry for the late start. Now, the remote mic isn't working, or is it? No, it ain't working. Try it now. No, there's nothing on that coming out of there. That's nice to know. They put in this... Anyway, okay, let's just start the show. Oh, that was Sam Price with Pack Up and Boogie. Magic Sam, Magic Rocker, counting backwards as usual. Lafayette Thomas with The Swinging Thing. Jimmy Wright and Pigpen. We opened up with Wild Jimmy Spruill and Hard Grind. And I guess we're not going to get to everything because we started late. But we got, you know, Hillbilly Hangover, Blues Hangover, the... Oh, we got some really sick sets. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. We got Denoy here, but you can't hear him until we get, till we figure out why this mic doesn't work. And, yeah, what else are we going to do? No vibe report because Roscoe is in Europe and still doesn't know the phone number was changed before anybody told us. And, I don't remember. Well, yeah. You know, we are in the Skyline Lounge of the Aloha Room, finally, which is the new... Final stop at the new FMU studio, and it's the thing was designed with a severe right-hand prejudice. So, being a left-handed guy, it's going to take me a while to figure all this out. Anyway, we're going to kick right into it. One time, Orange Peel.
Yeah, she's my gal, and I love her so.
with the camel walk.
Bobolina, Bobolina, yes, it's mine, yeah. Bobolina, Bobolina, yes, it's mine, yeah. Yes, it's mine, yeah. And I love to go. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go. Boop, dooby, dooby, little go, gal, go.
I wish I hadn't said that.
Big man, eight ball in the side pocket.
Bad kids live in this here town. This section here is the worst around. It's a bad neighborhood. Well, it ain't no good. It's a bad neighborhood. Lies, steal, drink all day. Good folks try to keep away. It's a bad neighborhood. Church window. Preacher stuck his head out and called that boy a sinner. Rookie said while taking them, the preacher he ain't won one yet. It's a bad neighborhood. Well, there ain't no good. It's a bad neighborhood. The preacher stuck his head out and called that boy a sinner. Bookie said while taking that, the preacher he ain't one one yet. It's a bad neighborhood. Well, it ain't no good. It's a bad neighborhood.
Junior, you better get rid of that thing, Jack.
I'm here, man. Here comes the police.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
You knocked came home this morning at 3:30.
started talking sweet talk to me. I said, look here, baby, let me tell you something. Yeah, I want a rumba. I want a rumba. Gonna break a gun. Well, I rambled last night, all night before. I'm gonna get me some wine and ramble some more. I want a rumba. I want a rumba. Gonna break a gun. I came in the other night, about dinner time. You had been lunch with rum, whiskey, and wine. But I told you, baby, just the other day, that we'd never make it unless you change your way. Now look here. Yeah! I want a rumba. I want a rumba. Never break it down.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Hound here. And good afternoon, music lovers. We're getting it figured out. Hey, Den, you're there.
Hey, am I here?
You're here. Welcome here, Den. We're an hour
Thank
late.
Thank you, Hound.
All right,
but
that
was worth it. Does it really sound good? Can you tell?
Sally's nodding yes. I think the headphones are too loud.
The best air signal FMU has ever put out, we've been told.
I'm just amazed at this new mic. It's really attractive. It looks like a Louis Prima album cover mic. Okay, that was a little Junior Parker, I Want to Ramble. Counting backwards, Ronnie and the Delinquents with Bad Neighborhood. Johnny Burnett Trio with an alternate take of Lonesome Train from a German CD, I swear to God. The Shadows with Boppolina. We open up with the Rockfellers and Orange Peel. This is WFMU East Orange. Let's just do the news. What do you say, Den?
Yep.
This is a long...
Start it off.
Well, this is a very long stretch to reach you here. Wearing down these things here. Oh, I guess, I don't know, what's my favorite news story of the week? I think is this week's caveman in a spaceship. I would have to give it to...
The stalker guy?
No, he is pulled into the front for the media star of the year. No, we're going to give it to Lisa Bittinger, Miss West Virginia.
I don't know about her. What did she do?
Miss West Virginia waved a gun at a driver who she claims caused her to wreck her sports car. She won in the beauty contest. Lisa Bittinger, who came under fire last year after the Miss America pageant for remarks some deemed racist, was arrested with the motorist after the two swore out complaints against each other last Tuesday. Bittinger, 19, and Tammy Boyce, age 23, were both freed on $200 bail. Bittinger said Boyce forced her white 1989 Chevrolet Beretta off the road and into a utility pole, causing damage estimated by the police at $4,000. Immediately afterwards, Bittinger took a pistol out and stuck it in Boyce's face. Bittinger and a passenger were treated for minor injuries. The weapons charge is punishable by up to 6 months in jail and a $200 fine. She came under fire earlier this year for remarks she made upon her return from the Miss America pageant, where she failed to get into the top 10. And here's her quote. It's political. It's not my fault. If you look at the top 10, it's quite obvious. There's one black, one Korean, one Japanese, one hearing impaired, one kidney implant. And you know how those judges like the kinky stuff.
One kidney implant. One, gotta have them.
And, of course, Texas and Florida were in part of the top 10. It makes you wonder.
What was the last one?
Texas and Florida. You know, they always place. But they take that stuff seriously, I guess. I don't know.
I guess so. Well, that you hail from those parts.
Babe, yeah.
You know, life just ain't fair.
Yeah. Chuck Berry's in the news again.
I saw that. That's a good one. Swinging.
Yeah, Mr. It Wasn't Me.
Swinging at 63.
Chuck Berry, who was being featured in this month's High Society magazine.
I know the publisher of
High Society, Gloria Leonard.
Do you know her?
Well, I spent Thanksgiving with her a couple of years ago. High Society, one of the seedier men's publications, just published 8 color snapshots of the 63-year-old legend in its upcoming issue showing him completely naked with his arm around the waists of 8 equally nude women. Long arms there, Chuck.
Equally nude?
Equally. We wouldn't want to say anybody is not equal, especially when they're nude. Their faces are partially obscured, though.
Their faces were partially obscured?
I guess.
Does it say if it's a full frontal? I mean, is it? I'm trying to imagine what these things look like.
63-year-old pictures are...
No, they're recent pictures.
No, they're recent.
They're recent pictures. So
Chuck,
go ahead, Chuck, you know,
still
check
partying
out the
naked.
Party naked, dude. Well, I don't know. I'd give you a news story, Den, but I don't think I can reach you.
Okay. Well, I got one here that I just happened to run across here.
Okay.
I'll just sort of fire away with it.
Go for it, bro.
Call it Scouting on Thin Ice. This is from Page Six, our favorite news source. Just because Channel 5 announced its support of the Greater New York Boys Club Scouting for Food Week in a full-page New York Times ad yesterday doesn't mean Fox will look the other way when one of the organization's members does something dishonorable, like commit murder. Tonight's edition of The Reporters will recount the story of a 19-year-old boy scout from Franklin Park, New Jersey, who killed his lover's husband in 1987, only 2 merit badges away from Eagle Scout status.
Wow, he really blew it, huh? Give him another chance.
Maybe he thought he could get a couple badges for that.
Yeah. Well.
The rope technique.
19?
Anyway.
Going out with a married woman?
Moving on to things. Oh, what are we going to do today? Oh, we'll go through the renouncements real quick. World famous Blue Jays Thursday at the Ludlow, of course. Empire
Rocking
State Soul
in the free
Club.
World.
This meets this Thursday at the North River Bar on Hudson Street. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., free, Snooks Eaglin and Lonnie Pitchfor and a couple of films at the Henry Street Arts for Living Center in Manhattan. And, you know, those of you who won tickets last week for the Bobby Bland, John Lee Hooker, Buddy Guy, and Junior Wells show tonight, I think we gave away like 3 sets last week. Those are for the midnight show. Give away 2 sets. We have 3 more to give away then.
Great.
So we're going to give away some tickets in a little bit. And we'll try to get to as much of this junk as possible. You want to do Hillbilly Hangover, or should we do the racial commentary from Doo-Wop Group set?
The latter, I believe.
The latter? Okay, kick it off with the 5 keys.
I went to Chinatown, way back in old Hong Kong, to get some egg foo young. Smoke on boom die, I smoke on boom, ling ting tong. He would never be wrong. I wanna sing your song. A ling ting tong. A ling ting tong. Can you sing that song called I smoke on boom die, I smoke on boom. Boom die, I smoke a boot, ling ting tong, he would
could never be wrong. Go on and sing your song. Ha-ling, ting, tong. Ha-ling, ting, tong. Can't you sing that song called Tai Samoka Boondaye, Tai Samoka Boo?
Who are you? I am the Japanese Sandman.
You look me like a Japanese Sandman.
I go the rang tang ding dong, 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 rang tang ding dong.
I am the Japanese Sammy from across the sea. I got all the girls are loving me. I am the Japanese Sammy, and I know I'm free. I follow behind all the playboy rules. I am the Japanese Sammy from across the sea. Hey, all you papers, pay attention to me. I wear a pinstripe jacket made of chunky fuyang. I poke with that shoe made of yang sang. I got a mean from my mean toy. A purple blue pants from my own mango shanks. I am the Japanese salmon from across the sea. Hey, all you babies, pay attention to me. My little girl is just a step out and a Mickey train. I will go down in the Hall of Fame. I am the Japanese and I'm about to sing. All you babies pay attention to me.
I go the rag-tang ding-dong, rag-tang ding-dong.
Okay. All you guys say the big things. All I get to say is, oh, he go
rang tang ding dong, rang ding sang ding dong, rang tang ding dong, rang ding sang ding dong, rang tang ding dong, rang ding sang 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 ding dong, rang ding
sang ding dong,
rang ding sang ding dong, rang ding sang ding dong, rang ding sang ding dong, rang ding sang ding dong,
incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody. fool. Let me out of here.
Well, I got a dip china, they stole no booze gone. So I took that coast liner and I sailed for old Hong Kong. I was searching around the seaport and I caught at all the gay. They were trembling and shaking when they saw me, Charlie Chan, 'cause I'm a bad little thing. In command. 'Cause I'm a bandit, and I'm a bandit, and I'm a rebel in the camp. Just shoot like me. Yeah, well, Mr. Chan solved the case. But Mr. Chan, something got a hold. Mr. Chan, he do fail me now.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Singing a rock and roll song. Yeah, darling, dee laundry, there's a radio tune to a Hong Kong station by some hip daddy old that's playing
Long King Kong.
Listen to the poor little wall.
Long King King Kong.
Say they know a song.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
If I didn't dance so clumsy, I'd be down at Lee Dee Laundry. Jump, 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 and stop on the way.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yes, folks, music.
Well, I think you need schooling. You got so much to learn. You so doggone green, but I know you'll never burn. You're so dumb, baby, you're so dumb.
everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here.
You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart you hold in your hand, and nothing else matters. We're together again. Again, the gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms. Now where you belong, the love that I knew is living again, and nothing else matters. We're together again, and nothing else matters. We're together again.
Turn the lights down low, turn the lights down low, and listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn the radio on. Turn the radio on.
Well, I'm an old pipeliner and I lay my line all day. I'm an old pipeliner and I lay my line all day. I got four, five young'uns wait to draw my pay. My line, baby, till that sun goes down. Well, I lay my line, baby, till that sun goes down. Then I meet my honey, she's the sweetest gal in town. Tight. I I gotta get me a little shut-eye tonight, 'cause early in the morning when the rooster crows, I gotta be ready when the whistle blows. I'm an old pipeline and I lay my line all day. I got four or five young'uns waiting to draw my pay.
Is Brother Allen interrupting this program with a very important bulletin?
This is Brother Allen personally. Numbers of my friends have been calling me, inquiring about reports they have heard concerning me that are not true. People, as well as some preachers from pulpits, are announcing that I am dead. Do I sound like a dead man? My friend, I am not even sick. Only a moment ago, I made reservations to fly into our current tent campaign, where I'll see you there and make the devil a liar.
Amigos are gay down Del Rio Way. The greatest of dance will be theirs one day. Acuna has pride that they too will share.
Me a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye, Lord, I don't know what I'll do, 'cause all I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, Luigi.
Miller's is Mother's Best Flour, Mother's Best Farm Feeds, and Mother's Best Self-Rising Corn Meal bring you the one and only lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, the Mother's Best Music Makers, and yours truly, Mother's Best Little Old Boy. Well, I'm glad everybody was asleep except Henry. Well, Henry J. over there did.
Well, now, try it again. Let's get everybody
right,
get in.
He always there. Makes more noise than anybody.
That's what I mean.
Mother's Best Little Old Boy.
That's
yours affectionate.
Buckskin himself.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Well, we're right here this morning.
Hank, what you got lined up for us today?
We got one here, Louie, that was made famous by our good buddy, Roy Hecup. A Cup.
I bet he's listening this morning.
Well, let's hope so. Here was one of Roy's biggest songs. It was wrote by Fred Rose. Boys and myself going to try to see what we can do with it this morning.
All right.
Sort of break the monotony of these Hank Williams tunes will change. We're going to do an A-Cup tune.
Don't sing it, Roy.
Low and Lonely. Low and lonely, sad and blue. I'm thinking only of little you. Always trying to keep on crying. I'm low and lonely over you. Do you miss me? Say you do. Tell me, darling, tell me true. Do you yearn, dear, for my return, dear? I'm low and lonely over you. Low and lonely, I'm weary.
dear. You can't trust me, so never fear. Oh, how I miss you, I long to kiss you. I'm low and lonely over you.
Lonesome. You can't get in much worse shape than that, can't you?
That's right. Didn't he sound like Oswald playing that?
Yeah, I thought he familiarized him a little bit, didn't you, huh?
Yeah.
Shag the Don Helms over there. They got hair sort of liking how he does.
Yeah, they sure have.
And your body's all gone, you know, up on the top part there. Huh? At least they got hair. Yeah, at least they got... All right, I'll hush. You know... what was that now? At least they got hair?
At least they got hair. How
I'll
about
read
it?
The commercial now. You ready?
All right.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Boys, get your cheese ups, your gourds, your bugles, and your banjos. Get our puny guitar picker. And let's continue on. Being a good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise between our house and here. Friends, we'll see you again next time. Till then, take care of yourself and remember one thing, will you? Don't ever worry about something, because there ain't nothing going to be all right no how. Catherine, put the eggs in the skillet, put the biscuits in the oven, make some kind of gravy. Both of us, we'll talk to you.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Hound here, that was Hillbilly Hangover for today. With, I know you never heard that Hank Williams thing before, because it was never out on a record. And that's the old sorry ass himself doing Low and Lonely, and his band goofing on him about being bald. And you can kind of hear him getting mad, I guess. Yeah, not too happy about that. And a little bit of philosophy, don't worry about nothing, nothing's going to be all right anyhow. Counting backwards, we heard somebody named Johnny with Friendship Dam. Moon Mulligan with the Pipeliner Blues, sending out to the Gerala, who sings it like it's nobody's business.
Sings everything like it's nobody's business.
Yeah. And
redefining vocalizing.
Mac Banks with You're So Dumb. Dan, can you check line 7743 and see if that's Bill Bruch's vibe report? He was thinking about calling.
Should I go out and
no,
pick it
just
up?
Here. Talk to that guy. If it's Bruce, let me know. We'll put him on the air. It is. Oh, okay. We're going to put it on hold for a second there, buddy. Okay, how do we do the backup phone? See, we have two ways to do it. Okay, let's try it this way. Put him in like that. Put it over there. Try this. Here, see if that works. Yeah? No?
Try it this way.
Yeah. Is that working? Huh. Anybody know what to make of the phone situation here?
Can't pass them in.
Try this one.
Yeah.
Nothing's coming out over the air on any of these. Oh, this is really fascinating.
Fascinating radio. I could do a story or something while you try to figure it out.
Yeah, well...
Bruce wants to hold on. Bruce is calling in with the substitute vibe report, and we're in the new Skyline studio here, so everything's in a different place.
Why don't you do a news story? I'll try to figure something out.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Well, my mom actually sent me this. my mom, Jen, and it's pretty good, actually. It's about Ted Turner. He had this press conference down in Dallas, and... basically, well, here goes. Turner took on Christianity, which he called, quote, a religion for losers. Turner said Christ should not have bothered dying on the cross. I don't want anybody to die for me, he was quoted as saying. I've had a few drinks and a few girlfriends, and if that's going to put me in hell, then so be it.
Whoa, Ted.
So, Ted, getting kind of power hungry. Anyway... Turner went further, if that is possible, and decided that the way of dating time, B.C., for before Christ, and A.D., Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, is outmoded. Why don't we broadcasters make it our goal to get the world at peace by the year 2000? Let's make it the year zero, B.P. and A.P., before peace and after peace. Turner also told broadcasters, your delegates to the United Nations are not as important as the people in this room. It was a press conference of broadcasters or meeting of broadcasters. We are the ones that determine what the people's attitudes are. Okay. It's in our hands. And he goes on and on. He says the Ten Commandments are outdated. They need updating. He recommends his 10, he calls them 10 voluntary initiatives. They list two of them here. The first is, I love and respect planet Earth and all living things thereon, especially my fellow species, mankind. And I promise to treat all persons everywhere with dignity, respect, and friendliness.
How about that? That commandment law, thou shalt not colorize old movies.
So what's he do? He's like,
shall not have more commercials than TV shows.
Sits around with a freebase pipe and a tape recorder or something? What is he into these days?
I don't know. If I had my own TV station, I'd be a megalomaniac.
Your own three TV stations. Yeah. Actually, he does. CNN is good. You know, the TNT is good. The colorizing thing's kind of
the commercial thing on TBS and TNN at
it's
night
gotten
out of, totally out of control.
Yeah.
Red River, by the end
cable,
of Red River
so.
Last week, they had more commercial than TV show. It was
fairly
frustrating. Anyway, no Vibe Report because none of these phone machines seem hooked in.
Sorry, we tried technology.
Yeah,
failed us again.
We have lost two Vibe Reports in the thing here. Plus, you know, there's no way to screen a call with the Symmetrics here, so... Yeah, let's just give up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, what else? You got any news?
Well, we've been on mic forever trying to do this thing. Let's just play some more records.
Good idea.
But I love that Chuck Berry story, and I can't wait to check out the new issue of High Society. So send this one out to...
The Chuckster?
Yeah. Mr. Fun himself.
Party naked dude.
Wasn't me, baby. No, it wasn't me, baby. Must have been some other body, baby, it wasn't me. It was cold, hot, and hungry, came up begging for bread. The lady took him in and fed him breakfast in bed. It wasn't me, boss. Boss, it wasn't me. It must have been some other body, boss, it wasn't me. Say he saw my car parked in the drive-in one night. Came over to speak to me. Must have been some other body, baby, wouldn't he? Yeah, it's a shrewd young whippersnapper, loves to run and play. But the draft board got him, they inducted him today. Wouldn't me, Sergeant. Sergeant, wouldn't me. Must have been some other body, Sergeant, wouldn't me. Mississippi at an Alpha Kappa dance. Wasn't me. Oh, no, it wasn't me. Must have been some other body. Oh, wasn't me. Wailing down the freeway, testing out the cruising power. State trooper trailing, clocked at 90 miles an hour. Wasn't me, Sheriff. Sheriff, wasn't me. It must have been some other body. Sheriff, wasn't me. For brave young soldiers needed on the front row. Lieutenant said, which one of y'all volunteered to go? Wasn't me, Captain. Captain, wasn't me. I must have been some other body. Captain, wasn't me.
Let me give you a song.
If you would start with a chassis that's new, all new, like you get in the new kind of Ford, and put on this chassis a body all new, like you get in the new kind of Ford, if you would give this package new length and new strength, like you get in the new kind of Ford, you would assemble the greatest advance of the year. That's what you get in the new kind of Ford.
So watch the Fords going by and you'll say, you're ahead in a Ford all the way.
Well, I had me a gal and I thought it was true. Then she lied to me and it did tease. The way she lied to me, honey.
This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnight. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change your dial, I will break your fingers.
On in Broadway, baby.
From the moon, shine of a missile and head this soon. Let's blow, let's blow, let's blow, let's blow, baby, let's blow. Now lift your arms just like a bird and listen by that magic word.
I told you to relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Far Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big-time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book. That's pimping.
I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here. I got good luck.
Back in the jungle.
Well, you know, everything's in a different place, so it's
isn't it?
It's a little rough to find anything in here. Anyway, this is the Hound. WFMU, East Orange. Oh. Okay, Roy Brown with Franny Brown Got Married. Clyde Stacey with I Sure Do Love You, Baby. Hank Ballard and the Float. Junior Gravely with You Lied to Me, Honey. And Chuck Berry was with It Wasn't Me. I'll bet, Chuck.
Chaz.
Yeah, oh.
Our main man of the week.
One time through the announcements. Here's a new one. This is courtesy of our pal Greg Boyer. Pedal Steel Convention somewhere in Armuck, New York tomorrow.
Where is that, dude? You know?
Oh, that, well, I don't know.
Armuck?
Something like that. I don't know anything about it, though.
Hmm.
Tomorrow for free, Snooks Eaglin. Let me just go through the whole thing, because this is a pretty... interesting little gig.
Extensive sheet you got there. Oh, about Snooks?
Like 50 billion sheets. Okay. this is Sunday, November the 12th, 1 to 5 p.m. The Legacy of the Blues. Blues as Facts of Life. As if you don't get that here on the Hound Show. This special afternoon program will focus on tradition and change in the Mississippi Delta Blues. Except Snooks Eaglin is from New Orleans. What does he have to do with the Mississippi
Delta?
Anyway, there's a blues film, Mississippi Delta Blues. A blues workshop. Blues as the Facts of Life, halted by Worth Long.
Worth Long?
Who am I to argue with a guy named Worth Long? Blues performance, Snooks Eaglin and Lonnie Pitford. It's free. The address is 466 Grand Street. And if
well, for people who don't know, he played a lot with Professor Longhair, right?
Snooks Eaglin?
Yeah,
he's a really great
he's
guitar
pretty
player.
Amazing.
Yeah.
He's pretty amazing, some of those records.
And for further information, area code 212-787-2020.
And that's part of the Benson and Hedges thing,
right? And there's that thing tonight.
Oh, we got tickets to give away, huh?
Yeah, how should we give these away?
Well, think of something. Questions.
Blues-related
questions.
Okay, well, the gig tonight is John Lee Hooker, Bobby Blue Bland, Buddy Guy, and Junior Wells, the Fabulous T-Birds. It's at the Beacon Theater. These are for the midnight show, these tickets, folks. If you don't want
to
go, don't enter this
Not
contest.
Ready to start rocking at
Let's,
midnight.
I don't have a question yet.
Okay, Sally has a news story here.
You got a story there, Sal? A little Cadillac funeral?
This one's great. Caddy's Forever Hearse. Can't take it with you, department. The little old lady from Aurora, Indiana, so loved her red caddy convertible that she told her husband she wanted to be buried in it. Thus, Aurora Shook and her 76 caddy are buried yesterday as husband Raymond looks on, pictured here. Raymond bought 14 plots at the Riverview Cemetery to accommodate Aurora's wish. I think that's really good. Happy death in a drop top.
Expensive one, too. 14 plots.
Yeah, I'll say.
How deep do they have to bury a caddy? What's the law about that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the depth so much as just the length and the width, you know. Probably 6 feet under. I want to know if she's, like, in the driver's seat.
Oh, I'm sure. We're in the trunk.
Like with, like, her hair kind of blowing back. It's a convertible, right?
Yeah, no, they got her. I think they got her in the trunk. That's,
like,
where,
one
that's
arm,
where she was.
One arm hanging out the window and a cigarette.
That's where she was when she died, in the trunk. Anyway, we got our, what did we decide this was? Our manic depression set?
Yep.
Yeah. Kicking it off with one more from Roy Brown. That's a good one. He's laughing but crying. No, that's the wrong
song. Aren't we all?
No, that's the wrong song. Live,
man.
Live REQ. There we go.
You're gone and left with my best friend. Well, I don't worry, honey. I'm glad you're gone. I'm laughing on the outside. Do you hear me, baby? Yes, I'm laughing on the outside. Babe, I'm just laughing all the while. I'm laughing on the outside, but crying on the inside day by day. Brought my buddy in my home, told you to treat him like a king. But baby, when my back was turned, you gave him all, everything. When I love and gone. Yeah, honey, I'm laughing. I'm laughing on the outside. Listen, do you remember? I found you wandering around on a cold, cold night in the streets, baby. Why, you didn't have clothes to wear. You didn't even have money to buy food. Nowhere to lay your pretty head. I took you in, remember? I took you in and gave you a place to stay. Money in your pocketbook, clothes to wear. And now you're gone, deserted me, and left with the best friend I had in the world. What a laugh. What a laugh. Oh, love is just a gamble. I played a losing hand. Now I lost all your loving, baby, to some other man. Oh, but I hope and pray there will come a time. I hope you'll break your heart, baby. Just as you broke mine. I'm laughing on the outside. Oh, laughing on the outside.
Alright. Not funny, the laughing is blue. I lost my honey since she's been gone. Can't go on laughing to hide a crying heart. I got the laughing is blue. Tears are showing, the laughing is blue. That keeps me going, foolish and smart, playing a part, laughing to hide a crying heart.
A prayer that she'll be back in just a while.
I got the laughing is blue, but tears are showing, the laughing is blue. That keeps me going, foolish and smart, playing a part. Laughing to hide a crying heart. Foolish, you're smart, playing a part. Loving to hide a crying heart.
Crying heart.
If you didn't want me, baby, why did you waste my time? Now you got me broken hearted. I'm about to lose my mind. Well, I feel a pain. What a pain. Deep, deep down in my side. All the time. If you didn't want me, baby, why, oh, why did you waste my time? Early this morning, you knocked on my door. Said you didn't want me, didn't love me anymore. Ooh, I got sick, don't care for me. I went to church this morning, got down on my knees, tried to pray. Oh, Lord, Lord, make me want to live another day. Oh, baby. and his misery. Oh! Oh, somebody help me. Somebody. Well, the wind turned this morning. Got down on my knees.
They laughed at me when I said I love you so. But the people, they
Back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound. Double funky bummer, eh? That was Bobby Lee Trammell with I Tried Not to Cry.
Multiple.
Yeah, counting backwards, we heard Jackie and the Starlights with They Laughed at Me. Screaming Jay Hawkins with Why Did You Waste My Time. The Dewdroppers with Laughing Blues. Jackie and the Starlights again with their big hit Valerie. And we open up with Roy Brown and Laughing But Crying.
Fine set there, Hound.
You like that, hey?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, we thought of a trivia question, okay? Now, basically, the only way you get a whole bunch of records like made like that at one period of time is if somebody has a hit and they were able to cash in on it.
Those were all within the same couple years?
Yeah, and, you know, like, there was, pretty much. And, well, the Jackie and the Starlights one, that was a pretty big hit. That came a little later. But the original crying record that became a hit, who made the record? What was it called? And the first three people will come up with the answers. That's going to be our only question for today. We're not going to change it. 678, area code 201-678-7743. And that'll be. And we got what you get is two tickets for the midnight show tonight at the Beacon. For who is it? The phone's lighting up already. Well, wait till we get off a mic.
Yeah, wait till we get off mic, and then we'll start answering.
It's the fabulous T-Birds, Bobby Blue Bland, John Lee Hooker, Buddy Guy, and Junior Wells.
Junior.
Anyway, we got this one. It's not really a news item. I got this little fanzine that I got, Ungawa Stomp, our pal Larry, alias Squid Liquid. He does this cable TV show. It's on every Thursday night on Channel 16 called Ungawa Stomp. And he's got this little giveaway fanzine, Ungawa Stomp Diatribes number 2, and there's a little article in it. How the Radio Hound Show contributed to my marriage breaking up. And folks, this bums me royally. Let me read this to you. Yeah, so I figured it was time I bear some of the fungus of my heart and let it spread. This is Squid Liquid speaking, folks. I used to dig the Radio Hound on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 during the show. I was able to blah, blah, blah. He says about how much he likes the show. Anyway, the woman, his girlfriend liked the Hound for about an hour and a half, but complained on knocking in her head after the vibe report and throughout the vom set. Think how we feel, folks.
Yeah, really.
Now, to add salt to the wound, I'd tape those shows and listen to them about 3 hours every day. She'd complain more and more about the Hound, but to me, this was a luxury problem, and I hardly thought she'd take it so seriously. I mean, there I was, plugging into the wildest sounds, blah, blah, blah. And he told the woman to take two pills of whatever and butt out. The conflict got too low, and when she began to leave her butt out of the bedroom. So now she's his ex-wife. He's got to pay alimony and child support. And he hasn't paid his FMU pledge.
Well, you know.
What are we going to do about this?
But he's a
devoted
fan.
Is there a way we
fan.
Can get the woman...
He gave up his
is there a way we can get
to
them back together?
To you,
or can we get a new chick for Larry?
No.
Any girls out there like him hairy and slack-jawed?
What we're going to do is send out a collector to get that pledge. I mean, we don't really care about his personal life.
Oh, yeah. Andy's got the right idea. We're just going to send out a...
Sorry, guy. Andy
hit
just
man.
Crawled hey. Out from underneath the Cadillac.
Yeah. Andy the bartender. We were going to let you do the caddy story, but you disappeared.
You disappeared.
Anyhow, we'll get to some of these phone calls. We got our Blues Hangover set, and this is the year, you know, you get old and things change, and it's the year I became
this
a
This is the year that happens?
No, it happens every year, but the changes get weirder, and at age 30, I've become a wine drunk.
What did you say, Gramps?
Yeah.
Wino.
Listen, when I was your age, kid, anyhow,
got the MD, you
know, someday
2020.
It'll be me and Quine in wheelchairs, you know. Running away from the little brats.
Now, one of you
street.
Pushing the other one. You're like,
yeah.
You're like pushing.
Anyway,
trying to
let's
get
kick it off with our
wine
hangover with Hal and Wolf, maybe. How about it?
Oh.
What do you think? Mr. Wolf. Thank you.
Hey!
got three winners, folks. Save your dime.
Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Down in Louisiana, the cats is fine. They all get together and buy sweet wine. Drinking wine, sporty, older, drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, older, drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, older, pass that bottle to me. If you got a nickel, I got a quarter. We get a half a gallon, I think that's smart. Drinking wine, sporty, older, drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, older, drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, old, I fizz that bottle of me. Wine, 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 white coat. Wine, 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 sherry. Wine, 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 blackberry. Wine, 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 muscatel. Wine, 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 fizz that bottle of me. Man, he knocking out windows and kicking down doors. They're breaking good frontage and pulling up floors. Drinking wine, sporty, old, I drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, you to drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, you to pass that bottle of me. Give me some of that there wine, that man. Wine, wine. Oh, you wine head. Oh, you wine head fool. Drinking wine, sporty, you to pass that bottle of me. If you got a nickel, I got a quarter. We'll get together. I think that's smarter. Drinking wine, sporty, older, drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, older, drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, older, I'm fizz that bottle of me. Let your wine hit that. Oh, I like that good red wine. It make it jump some. Give good something. You want to get along in my hometown, you buy a bottle of wine and you pass it around. Pass 30 cats up and down the line. Folks from Louisiana just love sweet wine. Drinking wine, sporty, older, drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, older, drink wine. Drinking wine, sporty, older, I'll pass that bottle of me. They love wildlife.
Have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss colony California pale dry sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss colony pale dry sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss colony wine.
The greatest.
I'm a wino. And I'm as high as I can be. I'm a wino. And I'm as high as I can be. I've got an office in the White House, and all the laws are made by me. I don't drink no good whiskey, and I can't stand beer or gin. I don't drink no good whiskey, and I can't stand beer or gin. But I drank my good port and mustard down till the bitter end. I say I'm a great politician, and I make all the laws. I'm a great politician, and I make all the laws. I've got a seat in Congress right next to Santa Claus.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here.
Just a wino, love my wine, make it mad as ever's ever, doggone time. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Cause when I drink it, feels so doggone fine. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, feel so doggone fine. Well, a little bit of wine is never bad. People drink wine to keep the feeling bad. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, feel so doggone fine. Even took her off her crutch. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Cause when I get it, feel so doggone fine. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Give me wine, 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 all the time, time, time. Well, when I get it, feel so doggone fine. Well, give me wine, wine, wine. Oh.
and delicious.
Yeah. I knew you'd like it, Hugo.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter in. Hombre.
So I went down to the corner and found my boy. Made him chip in on a bottle of joy to get my head happy with wine, don't you know? Head happy with wine, don't you know? Head happy with wine, don't you know? I'm gonna get high once more. Worked all week, took home my pay. Here's the reason I am broke today. Had to pay the coal man cause I wanted some heat. Had to pay the grocery man so I could eat. Had to pay my rent 2 weeks overdue. Gas bill, light bill, and the furniture bill too. So I went down to the corner and found my boy. Made him chip in on a bottle of joy to get my head happy with wine, don't you know? Head happy with wine, don't you know? Head happy with wine, don't you know? I'm gonna get high once more. Cost me $10 cause the bathtub leaked. Paid back $3 that I borrowed last week. I was knocked out from paying my bills. When I felt my pocket, I got those chills. When I came home, I was feeling grand. 60 cents change was all I had in my hand. So I went down to the corner and found my boy. Made him chip in on a bottle of joy to get my head happy with wine, don't you know? Head happy with wine, don't you know? Head happy with wine, don't you know? I'm gonna get high once more.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. This is WFMU. That was the combination blues hangover first cocktail set. Hang on while I take the quarter mile trip.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Radio psych gag.
In order to turn on this reverbo, it takes... how fast? Did you time me? How am I doing?
That was pretty good. You got it down to about 3 seconds now.
We'll get it down
like
under two seconds by Christmas, folks.
I don't think people can hear the wheels of your chair rolling across the floor.
Maybe we can mic them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Anyway, that was Stick McGee, Head Happy with Wine. Counting backwards, Floyd Dixon with Wine Cubed. Pee Wee Creighton with Wino. James Tisdom with Wine Head Swing. And we opened with Howlin' Wolf and C.V. Wine. But a wine cooler will do, I guess. Anyway, so we got some more last-minute news here. We got one from the castrating she-bitch desk, and Sally the bartender is sitting under the desk right now.
It's nice under here. Well, this is about Bridget Bardot, the cruelest cut.
Yeah, she's supposed to be a friend to animals.
Yeah,
except a certain donkey.
She's been adopting stray dogs lately, but animal rights activists don't know what to do with her because she was recently sued for castrating the donkey of her neighbor in Saint-Tropez. Seems that the beast named Charlie had become a mounting nuisance to her unnamed female donkey and her aging mare.
Bummer.
Threesome, I guess. Well... the neighbor...
So she just went at it herself with a butter knife, maybe?
I don't know. There's a picture of her looking pretty happy.
She lured him into the barn, and that was it for the poor guy.
Australian sheep herders used to do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what Errol Flynn actually had a job biting off lamb testicles, right? Yeah. That's the safest way to do it, I believe.
Well, this neighbor of hers, though, wants $700 in material damages and $3,200 in moral damages, which makes me wonder what she did to him. I don't know.
Well, The goat's been, I mean, the, what is it? Donkey's been traumatized. Think how Roger Vadim must feel. Anyway, well, Dan, you got one from the
I got one quick mean guy desk. Yeah, the sort of mean guy. What do you say about this guy? Shohari, New York, November 8th. man is sentenced in killing of boy 7 who taunted him. A man convicted of killing a 7-year-old boy because he was making faces at him was sentenced today to 20 years to life in prison. The man, Carl Ferguson, good name, Carl, 31, was found guilty of second-degree murder on September 21st in the shooting death of Joseph John Effner Jr. On November 27, 1988. Mr. Ferguson was charged with shooting the child through the window of his Howell's Cave mobile home after the boy made faces at him.
There you go.
The jury deliberated, this is good, more than a day and a half.
That's what happened. Well,
the kid might have made
a jury of his peers. They're like, all these people from mobile home park.
Did we tell the answer to the trivia question?
I don't think we did.
Oh, okay, we got three winners. Anyway, the answer was Cry by Johnny Ray. That was the answer to the question. If you don't know the question, too bad. Anyway, we got a little time left, right? We'll do one more news story. The Rhythm and Blues Foundation launched in mid-1988, pays its first cash dividends, $125,000 for career achievement awards the money's being split between Laverne Baker, Charles Brown, Ruth Brown, all five Clovers, Etta James, Jimmy Scott, Percy Sledge, and Mary Wells. The individuals will receive $15,000 apiece, while the six original Clovers will split $20,000. The money will be presented by the foundation chairman, Ray Charles, at a ceremony in Washington, which will include performances by Sam Moore and the Memphis Horns. This foundation was basically started by a bunch of record executives who feel guilty that they ripped these guys off way back when. If they really appreciated the achievements of these folks, why don't they give them their publishing back? You know, I'm sure Charles Brown would love to have his, you know, the rights to Merry Christmas Baby and all those songs he wrote back. But
you can't really expect
you know the story, right? When Atlantic Records put out that box set, and, you know, it came out as two record sets and 5-2 record sets or a big box called Atlantic Rhythm and Blues Years.
Blues, yeah, right.
They sent a mastering bill and, you know, like a bill for the mastering and remixing.
To all the artists on it?
Yeah, to Ruth Brown and Joe Turner because they were suing Atlantic for back royalties that they were never paid.
Uh-huh.
Nice people. Anyway.
The best. Music business people.
Yes. Okay, let's just get into it. We got to get some of these requests out of the way. What do we have queued up? Oh, yeah, that's a big request. Bob and Jerry, Ghost Satellite.
Charlotte Motor Speedway. Billy Meyer, Don Dan Schumacher, the Chi-Town Hustler, and Mr. Norm. March 29th, 30th, and 31st. Pro Stockers. Dino Don Nicholson, Barry Setzer, Gavin Roush, Roy Hills, Penny Prepared, Plymouth, the IHRA Southern Nationals. Top Fuel Dragsters, TV Tommy Ivo, Marvin Schwartz, and many, many more. National Hot Rod Association presents the Southern Nationals Drag Race Championship, coming to Charlotte Motor Speedway March 29th, 30th, and 31st. Hurry and get your tickets now.
Da da ba ba da, drop drop. 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 Da da ba ba da, drop drop.
Your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Don't whistle at me, baby. Don't waste your breath on me. I've got an old baby. Don't whistle up a tree.
Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Whoops.
Shoot a change of style at the jamboree.
dance till the broad daylight at the Jeremy. Everybody's waiting for you and me. Catch a cool vibe and a shooting change of style at the Jeremy.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
The night was rainy and the night was blue, and I was thinking only of a gal I knew. I took a walk to the middle of town, and I met a pretty lady named Georgia Lee Brown. Told her I was lonely and awfully sad. She said, cheer it up and smile and don't you feel so bad. She took my hand and pointed to a lonely star. Then she walked me home to a neighborhood bar. Boom, 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 doodle. Circles on the pavement out in front of the bar, while inside a band was playing magical music to the strains of a true melancholy guitar. We did some dancing and we drank some gin. Neath her angel smile hid a devil's grin. I discovered romance was her stock and trade, and the love was just a careless game that she played. A boom, 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 boom. She told me, honey, I don't want your love. My heart's as hollow as an empty glove. All that I can feel for you's a kind of blues, cause you're in love with love from your head to your shoes. A boom, 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 boom. Was painting mystical circles on the pavement out in front of the bar, while inside a band was playing magical music to the tune of a blue melancholy guitar. The music started blaring and the lights burned bright. My heart didn't want to spend a wild night. She said, sonny, I can cure your kind of pain. Then the Georgia Lee Brown disappeared in the rain. A bom 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 bom.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you. get in on what's happening. Here's an item that's always groovy. It's not gonna wear out. It's not gonna be out. It's gonna be in. Be in. Wear it to be ins. Wear it to love ins. Wear it to turn ins. Your Nazi helmet is factory fresh and comes with a choice of personalized decals. Made of the finest organic plastic, this item will never become obsolete. Kids, get your own helmet club. Plan secret meetings. Wear your helmets to school. Compare your genuine now helmet to Dad's old one. Guaranteed complete protection in all demonstrations. Hey, kids, get uptight with your out-of-sight Nazi helmet today.
Good guys wear them, and so can you.
You know, I screwed that up too, and the beginning is the best part of the record.
Bye.
How do you stop that thing?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
All right, this is the half. I think I got through the first one in the new place. Give me like a month and I'll know how to do everything in here. Anyway, I'd like to give a big round of applause for Denois, today's color commentator. The dueling bartenders, Sally and Andy. Il Brute, who tried to get in a vibe report, but technology did not permit. Chris T is going to come in and play some dead air for a while. I guess this has to do with the new adjustments. And then Laurie S. will be up. What? How long you think? Say what?
Veterans Day, a minute of silence.
1 minute of silence, and then Laurie S.?
Yes.
Okay, 1 minute of silence, and then Laurie S. is up. And until next week, the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise, we'll be back. Don't worry about nothing. Nothing's going to be all right anyhow.
Well, a Lincoln and a Cadillac is all right, but have you seen my new satellite? Before you can crank up and get downtown, I'll be in New York sitting down in my satellite. Mm-hmm. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Well, I left the Earth about 12:15, but 12 o'clock I was approaching the moon. The moon men, they were having a rock and roll ball. When I passed by, you should have heard them squall. Whoa, whoa. Satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. As I left the moon, I put on speed. I got more power than I'll ever need. From Mars to Pluto, it's just a little hop. That is, if you're riding in what I got. Whoa, whoa, satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Zooming around in the atmosphere, I run up on the Sputnik with the dog in the rear. I said, look at dog, is everything all right? He says, but where'd you get that satellite? Whoa, whoa, satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Well, I got time riding around the space. I begin to feel a little out of place. I put my satellite in the reverse, shot back down to the good green earth. Satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite.